Parshas Vayishlach, the great encounter of Yaakov and Esav, finally meeting again, face to face, after so many years of the animosity that was building up within Esav, and you figured Esav's going to come forward. He has 400 men, legions of armies ready to kill, aimed at one person, his brother, who he hated so much. Of course, we know the encounter, the moment of compassion. He felt so good, he felt so honorable, and he actually kissed him and loved him, genuinely loved him. But before that meeting happens, there's something very interesting. In Perek Lama Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Yaakov divides up the people. He put the maid servants, Vesaldeim, the children, Rishayna. Then he put Leah and her children. And then it says he put Rachel and Yosef in the end of it. The Torah says Rachel and Yosef. But yet when it meets them, four Pesukim later, Vatigash Nashvachas, and he meets them, it says Vatigash Gam Leah V'yolodeah. And then it says V'acha Nigesh Yosef V'Rachel V'yishtachu. So it's interesting. When Yaakov set the camp up, he had the mother before the child. He had Rachel before Yosef. That's what it's set up in Pasuk Beis. But later on, when the Torah says the actual meeting occurred, it says Yosef, and then it says Rachel. Rashi, without asking the question, asked the question. And he says, you know what happened? Yosef decided that his mother was beautiful. He didn't want Esav looking at his mother inappropriately. So what he did was, he stood in front of her, and he said, I'm not going to let this Russia, the quote of Rashi, I'm not going to let this Russia steer at her. Vakvenu, I'll hold it back a little bit. So the question is, wait a second. And then what happened? He merited to be Zoycha for Ali Ayin. He was saved forever from evil eye. The Gemara says 99% of the people die from evil eye. Can you imagine this one moment, this one act of Yosef to rise in front of his mother helped him for generations and generations. But the question is, what was Yosef's plan? He was going to stand in front of his mother, but for how long? Was he going to play like a sport? And everywhere Esav moved, he was going to stay in the line of sight. As Esav moved to the left, he was going to make a step to the left. If Esav moved to the right, he'd make a step to the right. How long was this going to go on for? Every moment he was going to be following Esav around to play defense, to make sure Esav can't see his mother? Sounds a little interesting. What do you expect to accomplish here? So one of the answers given, that he wasn't expecting to accomplish much. Every second counts. And you know what? He was planning just for 1 second. He figures I'll help a little bit. Shmir Sinayim for 1 second. But what happened was that since he stepped up to the plate, since he moved in a forward direction on something that seemed so insignificant, so nothing, but he was machshev, he held the little thing count so much. What happened was that he was infused with spirituality. And because he was infused with spirituality, and Esav looked at him, Esav changed as well. And that means like this, had Esav come directly to Rachel, maybe he would have been thinking inappropriate thoughts. But because Yosef stepped in front, and Yosef had spirituality to him, Yosef's spirituality created a situation where Esav now, looking at Yosef, was protected as well, and he became a better person. And therefore, the 1 second enhanced it, that the rest of the time, Yosef didn't have to play defense. At this point, Esav became a normal person. He wasn't looking to do bad things. The 1 second he didn't, what did he reward? Generations and generations of the tribe of Yosef are above evil eye. Amazing idea to understand that when it comes to certain things, just try a little bit. That's what we have to do. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu over everything else. The one moment we take on something little that we understand, that we value it, because every little thing we do has something to it, even if it's just for a couple seconds, we could have eternal rewards. Have a great Shabbos.